Shalom, welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of April the 30th, 2016, the 22nd of Nisan, 5776. This week's message is entitled, What's in a Name? And I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 12. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. The special Haftorah, or reading from the prophets, traditionally chosen when the end of Pesach falls on a Sabbath, is a high point in the Hebrew Scriptures. It speaks of a day when King Messiah will establish everlasting peace on earth. In response, people will celebrate God's goodness with great joy. This is where the well-known song and folk dance Mayim, meaning water, comes from. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. That's Isaiah 12 and verse 3. Salvation to many people has very spiritual overtones, as if it is exclusive to the dominion of the intangible. This comes out of the false notion that God is really only concerned about our souls. The body, as is the rest of the material world, is temporary and decaying. Our only hope is if our souls connect with God adequately so that the eternal, non-tangible part of us might have the opportunity to exist in an eternally blissful state in heaven. Biblically speaking, salvation is indeed a spiritual concept since it is rooted in God, but it isn't only spiritual. The Bible doesn't view the realm of God as completely detached from the other aspects of life. Scripture teaches that the spiritual and the material are integrated. Salvation is not a concern for only our souls, but for the whole person. Plus, it isn't just for individuals. The salvation foretold by the Hebrew prophets is a salvation of the entire creation. That's something to sing and dance about, all right. Almost 40 years ago, when I was a new believer, I was working part-time at a Jewish community center. My fairly new faith in Yeshua as the Messiah, I normally called him Jesus back then, was not something that the administration valued, to say the least. One day, the center's director thought we should have a talk. I don't remember everything that was said, except for when he challenged me to show him where Jesus was mentioned in the Hebrew Bible by name. Obviously, or so I thought, the name Jesus is not in the Old Testament. So what could I say? I was aware of the many prophecies that so vividly predicted his coming, but his actual name? He thought he scored some points with that. But as many as you know, Jesus' Hebrew name is Yeshua, which means salvation. If I would have known, I could have shown him the over 350 occurrences of the noun and verbal forms of that word, including from this week's Haftorah. Behold, God is my Yeshua. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my Yeshua. I know that salvation isn't being used as a proper name here. But the name given the Messiah is repeated over and over again. At Pesach, we rejoice over God's salvation of our people, delivering us from slavery in Egypt. Over and over again since then, God has been our Yeshua. It is fitting that this would be the Messiah's given name, for he is our salvation, our rescuer, our deliverer. Let us draw water from the wells of Yeshua. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.